Max over there.
What's good? What's good? We back live from Vietnam. We got Mr. Jones. We got Mr. J. We got Big Face, DJ Zester. And of course, the one and only Paul Masson. How y'all doing, fellas?
Can't complain.
All right.
It's so good. Everything's in motion.
We got Zester over here eating on the run. Big Face about to twist up and drink. And Joe's about to go eat some Mexican food. Happy birthday to your wife, of course.
Yeah.
And then beyond yours to Mrs. Jones.
Man, thank y'all. That means everything, man. She met me when I was dusty and broke down. And she's like, man, let me pick.
Oh, you're not dusty and broke down anymore, Jones?
Yo, wow, man. Bro. I mean, I'm feeling the real, man. This damn Virgo, man, she almost brought me to the R&B world. I was about to start singing and shit.
That's what's up. Know?
But yeah, probably, man. Peace, man. Peace to all y'all.
Guys, help to Billy Paul.
Yeah, somebody to hold you down, man. You know?
Indeed. Yeah, it's beautiful.
What's happening, Paul? What are we here for? What are we talking about today?
All right, so I want to get into a touchy subject. I want to get into the J. Cole thing. The J. Cole thing. I want to start off with the J. Cole thing. I want to make it a two-part question. Two-part question. First part would be, should J. Cole attempt to, like, put on an artist from Vietnam?
I mean, organically,
that's the first one. Hold on. That's number one.
Should he attempt? Yeah, the other part would be more like, do we need him to, you know?
Well, of course, man, there's lots of talent here. Why not? I mean, it'd probably be easier for him to build a campaign around somebody here than somewhere else. And two, nah, we don't. We really don't. But, I mean, it'd be great if he did. How about that?
So he should, you're saying.
If I had the money, there's several artists in Fayetteville I feel like you couldn't lose your money on if you invested in them.
Okay. Mr. J?
I think a lot of times, you know, some artists, you know, feel like they should have their hands held by, you know, different casts because they got big names, because they got this or that. He doesn't necessarily need to. I think it would be nice, you know what I'm saying, to reach back. Would be something that was, you know, something that was looked upon favorably because, you know, cats out here are definitely this, like you said, there's talent everywhere. In the middle of doing this documentary, I'm just hearing the same kind of thing about unity and talent. And, you know, it needs somebody to kind of reach back. And, you know, as far as would that help? Yeah, of course it would help. Of course it would be, you know, a good look. But, you know, these guys got to be ready to go. They got to be, you know, they got to be ready to move at a moment's notice. And they can't expect anybody to just hold their hand. Can't expect anybody to just, you know, oh, well, this is going on, that's going on. You know, no, you got to be able to move. And you got to be moving on your own, really.
Oh, yeah, you got to have motion. You got to create your own motion now.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, they should take his blueprint and do the same thing or do, you know what I mean? Like, you have to go to where the market's at. You got to take your wares to the market. There is a local scene here. There's a local scene, but it's the money in the local scene isn't as big as it is in the global market.
Also, remember, he didn't make it through the local scene. So, I mean, it's not necessarily a blueprint for success.
That's what I'm saying. He had to go to New York.
That's what I'm feeling with both of y'all. All three of y'all are going. I'm feeling that. Yeah.
He definitely ran the circuit.
I see a lot of the younger artists taking the blueprint and moving with it though. Like, you know, Social Contract, they'd be in Wilmington, they'd be in Brooklyn, they'd be all over, you know, taking their art and performing shows and on the grind and there's a lot of artists out here that are really serious about it. And it would be cool if Cole plucked one out. But you know, the politics involved. He does a lot of stuff for the city that people don't even know about. You know,
absolutely. I back that up 100%.
So, you know, if he was the like, you know.
Listen, guys, if you're an artist from Fayetteville today, he's giving you $1 billion worth of advertising already.
Yeah, that's
right. Well, I mean,
hey. You know, it was wild for me because, I mean, first of all, I think all of us right here, Peace Paul, thanks for delivering absolutely the platform.
Paul Masson.
All of us can say that we were in spots. We know people. I didn't see this shit coming. Me and my wife, I was just trying to give my wife a good birthday some years ago. And this motherfucker put all of us on HBO. It had Jay-Z and Drake at the show. I didn't pay for that part of the show.
Yeah, I got the call at 9:12 that they had hit the tarmac at Fayetteville Regional Airport, and they left at 9:47. They were there for 25 minutes. They hit the stage. They were back on in the flight. Mm-hmm. J. Cole paid some money for those two boys. J. Cole dropped $250,000 for them boys to make that 6-minute stop.
And yo, in your face.
Remember that, Jones?
It was beautiful. No, nobody expected. Everybody was there for him.
That was a huge move for Fayetteville. That was a huge coup for him to get that done right there. For real. On the last stop of his tour. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
So when they say the hate tour,
I don't understand. He's showing a ton of love for the city, man. He really has, man. Maybe not individually.
The cat sold out. He sold out two shows at Madison Square Garden. And then he ended the tour at home. And then he's like, you know what? Kid,
and he pulls up on basketball.
I got Drake.
Goddamn sweats. And just,
I got Jay-Z.
I love the kid.
But as an artist, you got to know, man, ain't nobody just going to give you nothing.
But controversially speaking, let me play devil's advocate. What you hear in DeVille is he don't help nobody. He ain't signed nobody from DeVille. Why the fuck he ain't got a whole roster of Ville grimy cats? And I'm sure a lot of you on this podcast with me, we work with artists in Fayetteville. That's easier said than done. I mean, so
I agree.
Let's be honest here. He's worked with professionals. And, you know, there may be 100 artists and 20 of them in Fable may be really dope and 2 of them are professional. So,
Well, and here's another thing, too, right? He put on, he actually had Moray on his album. Moray's from here.
Absolutely.
So we don't give him no love like that.
And that shit was dope. It was dope. It was dope, too.
Yeah, he did. No doubt.
Well, Ray had a hit record first. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what he just said, though. If you got some motion, he has shown the ability to, hey, if you got, I'm going to help you out. You're from the Ville, I got you. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, why not?
You need to come up with a hit record. You got to think about it. He's one of the top-tier rappers in the world.
Top five active right now.
The world is, say, Drake, Kendrick, Cole. Globally,
top five. So, actors.
You know what I mean? Like the caliber, like where your game need to be at.
He could put out a fart on tape and make money.
You competing with rappers from all over the planet trying to get signed by Dreamville. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I see what he's doing with the Afrobeat, picking up, you know, Eric Starr. You know, he's like, yo, you gotta make your own moves, man. Nobody's gonna give anybody shit out here. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta do your own thing. And I don't know, man. I think in Fayetteville, it's such a small city, and then the rap scene inside of Fayetteville is even smaller. And you know, rappers come and go, man. Some people are serious, some people ain't, and some people feel like they deserve respect. Like they, you know.
What I always loved about Fayetteville, I view Fayetteville as a small international city, though. Okay? We want to one of the few small cities that is also international. We got an international culture. We got international population. We got New York, all states represented, all countries represented. My bus stop had Vietnamese cats, Thailand cats, Puerto Ricans, blacks from up top, Southerners from Alabama. So, I mean, we are an international small city. So we got a unique kind of situation here. You know what I'm saying? But that being said, you know, I mean, I feel like Cole's done a lot for us, man. And I feel like here's the real, you want to talk about something controversial. Why the fuck hasn't Cole made a record with Rain 910?
What do you say?
Why hasn't he made a record with Rain 910? I mean, Rain 910 got dope product, got plenty, you know, yeah. He's on the level. I don't understand. That's what I want to know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you what I think.
You know what?
We talked about some of that before, you know, some of it might be personal. Some personal stuff that happened. You know,
that's what I want to hear.
I don't think it's personal because I look at a cat like Jay-Z. Jay-Z could have signed anybody from Brooklyn. And he chose a Faye Nam cat. I know there's some heat up there. I know it is. It's gotta be. Like, man, we grew up
the other part
right with you. And you chose this cat. It's a business decision. Who's the best?
Who
can I work with?
Cole has been signed to them Rockefeller Live Nation, Rock Nation, for almost 20 years now. You know what I'm saying? It's not like yesterday. This has been, you know what I'm saying? It's been space for other people to get on and for other people to take their business to the next level or take their art to the next level. It's been space for that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you really got it, I'm not saying I know the formula to make a rapper a superstar. Nobody knows other than pure hard work, determination, grind, believing in yourself, and taking
some love.
To the market.
About as much luck.
Yeah,
some luck.
You gotta go to where the market is. You gotta go to them where the media is at, where the business is at. It's not here. The infrastructure just ain't here. Now, I mean, you can look at like how people like in Texas are like, you know, all these small markets
make
their own culture, their own scene, sell their own, you know, work with each other. Most of the time in those scenes, everybody works with each other. They pay each other for verses. They pay each other for beats. They, you know what I'm saying? They perform at the same spots, but we really don't have that here. We don't have
not that kind of scene. No.
Yeah, it could be built though. It could be done.
And you 100% could do that here. I've been saying this for years. I don't understand why people say why you couldn't have a Day Uno, Sonny the Star, Papa Louie.
What's up? I don't know if that's me.
You could sell it $20. You could make $2,000. Vin, you could do it. Everyone can make a couple $100. I've done it. I did it with a rest in peace, you know, Big Abe. I had the Big Face off 6-7 years ago. Jones attested that. I'm giving $250 a week away every week to a winner. And you get to perform, you get paid $250 to perform. So, I mean, it can be done, man. I don't understand why it's not, to be honest with you.
So we're talking about Carolina business now.
Hang on, salute. Here's to panties, not the best thing in the world, but right next to it. You feel me?
Let me chime in as the music promoter guy here. As the music promoter guy here, you know, I say it all the time. Nobody in favor of spending any money on promo. And it ain't about spending money on promo with me. It's about spending money on promo with somebody.
Period, yeah.
You know? And then as far as should he put somebody on, I think we need him to kind of help make sure Murray kind of just succeeds so he can kind of trickle down. You know, it's got to be a trickle down.
Everyone should support whoever succeeds from here, man.
But
if you don't, that's some hate in your blood. I don't understand.
Yeah, I think we need to focus more on like Murray needs to succeed. And
even if it ain't your style, man.
And whatnot, and not really focus on J. Cole so much no more. Like you say, individually focus on ourselves, get out there, grind, build a culture. And Favor need to stop thinking with Charlotte. Like we need to take it our show on the road. We need to take it to Charlotte. We need to take it to Raleigh. We need to take it to Durham. Favor's is the fourth biggest city. You know, maybe fit bigger city. You know,
I mean, 100%.
You know, Paul, I feel what you're saying, Paul, because I can look to my brother right here. I don't know how my hands are looking on camera, but I can point to Big Face. With Big Face, that was my first time going to Atlanta. And we knocked it out. We was at a fucking car show.
We had a contract with Low Rider Magazine, and what we had there, Jones, 20,000 people, 20,000.
And it was a whole car show.
It was huge. It was huge. It was Mexican Nationals, but it was huge.
And we were the entertainment, but it was beautiful. I'm like, damn, my first time in Atlanta. My beat get played. I do my song. Motherfuckers like, yeah. And then they get back to the car show. Big Face perform. Man, a lot of names. No, I got memories.
But we spent $60,000 on promo during that time period of a few months. I mean, and that was in 2000. So we spent, like he said, we got to spend a ton of money to make some money. You know, I mean, you got to spend the money. It's a big boy club.
So it is.
Back to the
conversation. Hit streets.
Unless you got something that's so undeniable it can't be stopped. On the business end, you're going to have 20 hot shits, but only two of those would have been hot with no money at all. 18 of them took money to get hot.
Well, let's stay on that. In Fayetteville, who's really undeniable? Undeniable in Fayetteville.
Throw
any of us out the mix.
I only got two artists I could say that are active right now today that I would say are undeniable, and that to me is three. Then Sonny the Star, Day Uno, and Block Baby Moolah. I don't think they can lose. Day Uno doesn't actively rhyme anymore. He's owns Unhumble Clothing. He wants to emphasize he's a designer, and that's cool. But every time he drops something, it's super dope. But Sonny has never really, I don't know, Sonny's out on everything he does. But Block Baby got the credentials and the music, and now he's starring in movies.
Switch it up.
So, I mean, those three to me, I don't know. You guys say what you say. That's currently. I'm not talking about time or nothing like that.
I could tell you an artist that I listen to in Fayetteville. I love Hollywood Hemi.
You know what I'm saying?
There was only one artist I was a fanatic of any song in Fayetteville most recently, and that was Yo La Rue.
A lot of motion.
YOLO got a lot of motion. I see him doing shit all the time.
You cannot knock Yo La Rue's hustle, nor his motion, nor what he's done in the industry. He went on tour with Future. I mean, come on, man. I don't know why motherfuckers don't love him more. Like, he's always shown me mad respect when I ran into him, and I like YOLO. You know what I'm saying? Once again, it's one of them styles makes the fight type shits. Yeah. Like some people in the Ville don't really feel like YOLO, that style is the Ville, but YOLO does his fucking thing. And I love that. And that's what hip hop is about. Hip hop's a form of expression. It's not necessarily who the dopest lyricist, obviously, or who the dopest whatever songwriter is. I mean, he brings something to it. He's a businessman. He definitely, his hustle, if cats and Fab will hustle like him, they'd be on, goddammit. I'm going to tell you that. Works hard as fuck. So,
Any other names? Undeniable.
Man, I like Vader's camp, man. I like 4700, man. Them cats is always putting on shows. They had the Villains Den a couple weeks ago at Empire Lounge. And then there's a spot on Bragg right now they're throwing shows at called the Zaza or something. It's a little hole in the wall spot.
I know the Zaza. I'm familiar with the Zaza.
But yeah, they
Oh man, seriously.
Vader and 4700, man. I met up with them about
the loop.
That's what's yes, sir. Almost time. Word up. But yeah, man. I like seeing them cats get out there. Social Contract, man. Fucking Malcolm Chester and these are young cats, man. You remember Tamani? I don't know if you remember Tamani.
Well, what he's asking is now, he's asking for your short shots. These is cats you would put $100,000 of your money on.
Undeniable.
We got Hood the Mayor, Hood the Mayor, and who else?
Was put him on in the bill right now. The three I named, I would do that. I would do that.
I'm going to tell you a cat one time that I thought was really fire, and that was P-Fire.
Oh, the hype man. Come on, P and Big Bang. I tried to steal him from Rolling Weight, man. I tried to make him hype man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Paul got historical.
All right, we got fat.
Oh, we got a six member. We got
once
a six
again,
member.
I thought you, hey, you asked me about shots. Hey, if we go into the past, I'm bringing in Dark Side Camp. Absolutely. I'm bringing in 40 Cal, 30 and Shiggy.
Piece of 40. Piece of 40.
Side Camp.
Yeah, no doubt.
Dead boy.
Yeah, I mean, we got the fat boy out of Greensboro joining in. People, but, like, we kind of right now. Like, who's right now that's like, you
so that's
put money
behind.
The
ones I named are right now. Block Baby Lula right now. Hollywood Hemi right now. Sonny the Star is right now.
Sonny the Star. That shit. Okay.
Sonny the Star, Block Baby Willa.
Right,
my three that I think could go, Block Baby Willa, Sonny Star, and Day Uno. They could all go right now.
I think the solution is for the cats to form up and put all their resources together and try to create a movement.
Fatboy, what up, man?
That's what it is. Hey, I done said yo, 10 times, and my mic muted the whole time. What's up, y'all? What's up?
What's up, man?
Peace. My bad.
Hey. Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a long, long time, man. What's going on with you, brother?
I'm in here. I ain't mean to interrupt the conversation, man. I just wanted to, you know, speak and say what's up. You know you don't walk in nobody's house and don't speak.
Yeah. You still rocking the flip it's side.
Down south.
Hey, not for nothing, but I just got a text and I landed a $30,000 hardwood job while we on this. So thank you, Jesus. I just checked my text. Sorry, fellas. I had to say it.
Goodness.
Nah, it's all good.
I did that shit like 2 months ago and I thought that shit was in the wind. So, oh, yeah.
Live for Fena.
I laid a hardwood while you at work in your wife's bedroom, dog.
Hardwood.
Pete Johnson's hardwood. You know what we do.
That's what's up.
Big Face Snapchat. He's Snapchatting on floors.
I had to check it. You know what I'm saying? I'm on with, look, I had screenshot this. Look, I screenshot this. I'm on with some legends. I said, hey, let me screenshot this.
Hey, shit. Hey, what came out this week? What are y'all listening to right now? What's in the car? What's in the whip right now?
I'm listening to that Lil Durk and J. Cole still, man. I'm on that shit super hard. I can't get off of that shit. Like,
that's what's up.
I'm a big Joyner Lucas fan myself. I'm a huge Joyner Lucas guy too, guys. Like,
I am too. I'm a huge
I was born in Boston, Massachusetts. Brock in Massachusetts and raised here. So he's a Massachusetts guy. I love that shit.
Wait, so you fuck with terminology?
Yeah. White boy up there, I forget his name. I fuck with him too, but I forget his name off the top.
Man, yeah, terminology is always.
I'm a lyricist. I'm a backpacker, so yes, I fuck with all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, my man's name?
Come on, Brazil. Listen to some old joints. Some old joints back in the day too, man. Just listen to some of the old Empire stuff. You know what I mean? That mixtape that we did with God rest the dead, Carolina Bad Boy. You know, I was listening to that today.
Who that? DJ Black. You talking about Black Rob? You talking about, down with that boy. What's his name? Who rest in peace from Bad Boy?
No, Carolina Bad Boy.
First cat to play me on the radio at midnight, played me in Suzette, the anthem Live Nation. It blew up. I got all kind of shit off of that. And
I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, me and Suzette of Elise, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that shit got us 12,000 terrestrial spins. That's why we were in Atlanta with Jones and all of them down the East Coast, man. We got a lot of promotion off that, actually. And you know, this is just a
wild.
Different time, yeah, a different time we performed in, guys. That was a different time frame. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about that, how they perform in nowadays compared to how we used to perform when we had to, like, literally you had to rap over the beat. You know, no ad libs, no hype men half the time. Now they're just rapping over the whole song. You got the
show track. You're rapping over yourself all the time. What are you doing over there? The performances have definitely fell off, except for the top 1%. You know, your top 1%. Like, I went to the Master's Mic Tour, and so my man right here. Well, and I was out there. It was a blur. But, you know, some of the audio was not good, man. Like, you're rapping over the tracks. When did we start doing that? That sounds horrible. I love the mic. Give me the mic, man. All I need is my ad-libs. Give me my ad-libs and my hook, and that's all I need. I got you.
Yeah, show got you. I'm taking a turn for the word. Some people just rhyme straight over their vocals and everything. Like, why are you doing that?
Over what's streaming on the popular streaming site.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's one thing to have if you have an old track and you don't have the show track keyed up. You don't have all that stuff together. But even if you're doing that, you got to have some energy. Some of these other cats are just walking across the stage.
I mean, come on,
walking
man.
Back and forth.
Say it again. Say it again.
Some fabulous new numbers. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Eric Lottery. He currently resides in Charlotte. But Eric Lottery is from Fayetteville, grew up here. He moved in Charlotte as an adult. He's got 3 million spins on Spotify. Also has went viral on the RNG Golf, where he's went super viral. He's on the getting mentioned on ESPN. Eric Lottery, if you've never heard of him, go Google him and go check his shit out. R&B, street rap, everything. Sings, raps, all of it.
Yeah, I heard his name. I haven't checked it out.
Super dope. You will not. You'll call me and be like, Face wasn't fucking around. For real.
It's E-R-I-C-K or E-R-I-K?
E-R-I-C-K-L-O-T-T-A-R-Y, Eric Lottery. Spotify, his shit is jumping, YouTube jumping, RNG Golf, which you, I'm half white, I'm half Portuguese, I can't say it, so RNG Golf, y'all can put it together, you know what I'm saying?
That's blown up. Yeah, I see him right here. I'm looking him up on Facebook right now.
By the way, I recommend his Summer on Central. I recommend the Summer on Central EP. That's his little hip R&B hip hop vibe, and anything he did with them Charlotte boy. I mean, he got it's great, dope. You'll love it, no doubt.
Yeah, let me follow. There you go.
Hey, and right, he's from right off of, out there, you know, off of Sand Hill Road, out there off of Parkton Road area. You know what I'm saying? So,
goodness.
So, we're calling these things performances nowadays, or I think they're called, should be called listening parties, personally. Like when you just play the whole song and you're just up there, just.
Yeah, and you kind of rap.
Yeah.
Just kind of walk across the stage.
Yeah. Like, it's not even really a performance. You're just paying to go to a listening party. And then they got 10 guys on stage with them that's on it doing this. They're doing this on their phone, on stage. Throw some fucking t-shirts to a tower or something.
They doing that because they was there when the album was created. They know all the lyrics. There's nothing new for them. They just had a big ass building like, yo, we about to play the album. It ain't no performance.
You know, about to play the album.
But, yeah. Man, I'll be damned my homeboys don't know my lyrics. My homeboys know my lyrics. My wife know my lyrics. And my wife jumping around. Yeah, good, Jones on the mic, yeah. And then going to the hook. All right, cool. Ain't nobody really soaking in the album. Like, soak in the album, man. Soak it in, man. Find that song that you don't like. Find that song that you do like. But it's different now, man. It's a different day and age.
I used to make him pour my shots, but he just bailed out. I was making him. I don't know if y'all saw it. I was directing this dude to pour my shots. So
you got a personal. You got a personal shot pourer.
Man, my kid. Hey,
personal sommelier in there.
My bong will stand in for me while I'm not here. Be talking about.
All right. I gotta get ready for work and shit, man. But it's always real, man. I see y'all next Friday, live from the Fed Now, right?
Get on this conversation, man. Let's give us some thoughts about about the scene, man. What do you think is going on?
Well, let him chime in to the first question, the J. Cole one. Like, do we need J. Cole to put somebody on, and should he try to attempt to put somebody on?
No.
I think J. Cole is quitting. I think J. Cole putting, you know, the people that he rock with, you know, that he see that he want to mess with, he putting them on. But to expect more than that, I don't really see. You know, I feel like Cole is doing what Cole want to do as far as that go, or what he. I'm not even gonna say what he can do, but he gonna do what he can do.
Right. I mean, I feel like he go above and beyond what he. I mean, what is he obligated to do? You know what I'm saying?
And the thing is, you know what I mean? He's already doing, he really don't got to do nothing, but he's already doing more than he, you know, he's doing quite a bit for North Carolina. You know, he got the Dreamville Fest. You know what I mean?
From Fayetteville to 2-6, and cats know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And we, you know, he ain't like the rest of the cats that came from North Carolina, and you think they came from New York, you think they came from Cali. Whole time they came from Greensboro, Fayetteville, you know what I mean? Nah, you know where he's from. You know, he came from right up the road. So I don't know, man. J. Cole, you know, he doing what he gonna do with it. You know what I mean? And he, you know.
Another thing we need to talk about, some cats who said they were from New York and they from around here. Like,
well,
this
everybody
Mac,
from
like,
my man, talk Mo, about it. Like a couple talk few about other it. People. Talk about it.
I got a unique perspective
Talk
on that.
About it.
I'm from Brockton, Massachusetts, but I've been here since I was 3 years old. I'm from Fayetteville, man. I grew up here. This is my home. I love my city. And most of my friends weren't born here, but they were raised here. So, I mean, my kid's from here. You know what I'm saying? And he's proud of it because I made him proud of what it is.
Well,
you know,
let me ask y'all this, though. Could it also be that we're in a time where cats got to get on and you don't get put on? We're in a time where you don't really get put on. Everybody gets on. You get on. Nobody gets put on.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no real put on for me.
No,
I mean,
no real put
you gotta
on.
Have something cooking. Like, I wouldn't even try to be put on unless I already had something cooking myself. I'm trying to invest in what I have, and then when I run out of my investment, I try to go to the next level of investment. Like, that's what you got to do, I feel like. And the short form, everything's different than what we did. But I'm just saying, I mean, it's all about investing in yourself to the limits you can, and then saying, hey, man, who's the cat above me where I can – and you sell it. I mean, what are you doing? You sell – this is the return on your investment. I don't understand – music business, everybody wants to separate it into two words and do one
you're
or
right.
the other.
You're right.
You want to be really good at one or the other, but you can be mediocre, you can be middle of both and do really good. Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
And then here's my opinion, and I feel you, Face. Man, I know the brother right there. No, let me go this way. I know the brother Jay got something to say, man. But don't nobody owe us anything.
Yeah.
Nobody owe. I love you, Paul. I love you, Face. I've known y'all since 90 something. 2000.
Absolutely.
99. Man. Nobody owes anybody anything.
Mr. Jones,
like, yo, my
slept
man,
on Jones' couch. Jones slept on my couch. For real.
If my people are doing this and they having success, who am I to be at the crib like, man, I used to freestyle with that motherfucker.
Salty.
He owes me $50,000. No.
You also got to look at a lot of the times nowadays, when you look at it, look who's getting put on versus who's, you know, getting on. A, like you get the cast. This people start talking industry plant nowadays. Once you get on and you got the whole industry, you know, the label shebang behind you and everything. People start talking industry plant. People start talking, got the marketing, da da da. You know what I mean? So versus, you know, somebody like J. Cole, where they got that backstory that they took the trip, took the risk, spent the nights, you know what I mean? It's a difference now, so I don't know. There's kind of a stigma behind it, I think, more than it used to be. Like, the label before used to be like, yo, I'm trying to get signed. They gonna put you on. I got to get put on so I can da 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 da. And now it's like, if you get put on, they might, you know, they might run you. They might clown you. They might have you doing all kind of stuff in the name of your 360 deal. And that's how you got to eat. So you're going to do this, you know, Pepsi commercial where you half naked or whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? Because they got to pop off.
You in a dress. These heels on. Wong Fu, we love you, motherfucker.
I didn't respect that time.
You general.
So artistic integrity versus whatever, but here's the deal. Welcome to the NIL generation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't need the labels. Ooh. We needed the labels. We needed radio. They don't need radio. Radio needs
them. They just need to be labels. An influencer.
Okay, you're right, though, but they still keep using the labels and radio. So
do you know that the labels, when this, okay, let's talk about this Oliver dude. He blows up. You know the labels are shitting themselves. They're throwing money. Why? Because they can't stand that they're not making billions off the millions they could have made.
You're talking about Oliver Anthony, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you don't think the labels are upset that they missed out on the billions they could have made off the hundreds of thousands they could have paid him?
Of course they are. Of course they are.
And that's exactly what they would have done to you, me, or all these people on the screen when we blew up with our single. And they took, and they, that's all it is to them. So, I mean, you know.
Well, how many artists are going to take the stance he took and say, I'm going to pass up the $8 million deal?
A bunch of motherfuckers like Top Ramen and air conditioners hanging out their windows.
Yeah, like once you throw that $8 million deal, like they're not gonna pass it on.
Buggers with wheels on their home.
Yeah, even though they don't need the labels, even though they don't need radio, they're still gonna run the labels. They're still gonna run the radio.
My bad. So, sorry.
It's like a continuous cycle. Basically,
this.
You know what? How many
stories do you have to get? Like, what was it? Like the Stallion or somebody else who just looked at, you know, their money and finding out they were making pennies on the dollar, you know, off of every stream and everything they were doing.
This was really crazy, though. The same conversation we having right now.
This is so dope. Is
the same conversation that the labels is having right now, trying to figure it out because it's an industry wide problem. Music ain't something like
this. I love conversation. Say that again. Being more specific,
hip hop ain't selling and moving like it was 10 years ago. Whole conversation is totally different. So now it's like, you know, the whole industry is trying to figure out how we're going to make this work because these thug songs ain't selling no more. Drill songs ain't selling no more. Everybody started to say Afrobeats, you know, the Latin music. And from hearing that made me feel like it's just the enjoyment of hip hop, like the fun of hip hop, the party of hip hop ain't what it was. You know what I mean? When it was popping, now everybody's sliding, everybody depressed, everybody, you know, got mama issues, daddy issues, hot girl summer, all this, like, have a good time, man. Pressing out here nowadays.
That's the whole point. It's that subject matter. You hear the same subject matter 15 million different times, and people will want to hear something different. So they're going to slide over to whatever's the next thing that more inviting.
What is it? Sad rap?
DJ Izzy Knight, shout out to my boy Izzy. He hates the sad rap. Shout out to my boy Izzy Knight, one of my homeboys, Izzy.
Hey, yo, I'm happy.
So sad rap, happy, happy, like, guess what?
Abby Puente, my brother Zeph Lesson.
Born B More, another artist who I think could go. A dope, polished sound, right? They sad, man. They talking about the stove was heating up their house. They slept on mattresses. You know, they ate the top ramen in the brick with just the seasoned salt. So
I'm not mad at that, man.
I don't understand sad rap. That's life.
You know what I mean?
I'm not mad at that.
On low class, Block Baby Moolah. I've been fighting demons my whole life. That's
what man, we all fight demons.
But what I think it really is reaction rap. You know what I mean? Like this is what's getting in.
Wow, I never heard that before. Reaction rap.
You know, people want to feel something again, really, with the music. Like before, it was just I was just I want something to listen to. I wanted to be a background in my life, but now people want to actually be able to tune into the music and get something out of it besides just a beat and a hook. I guess you know what I mean. This is just near as I can tell.
I wanted to get something out of the back of the day, and I did.
Yeah,
I want to ask you a question. Because the people show improve. The people show improve by what they look at and what they pay for.
Okay.
And they're paying for stuff that they're not doing. There's people straight up in college getting their masters, but they the number one people listening to whatever. You know, it's just real wild to me. I don't wake up in the morning and
You know what I'm saying? I just think that what we see is 2% being glorified on the media. I think the silent majority still listens to dope hip hop. I have a differing opinion on that.
And it's not being publicized. It's one of those things where, you know, back in the day we used to hear it on the radio. Now everybody has to go out and search it. You know, when it's a social media thing, social media is going to push one thing.
And that's what's crazy to me because I'm 47 years old and people are like, you shouldn't be listening to this. But then you look around, it's like, you know, hey man, you know, my booty hole brown. Like, hey, yo, y'all down with that? Like, yeah, we down with it. 3 million of us are down with it. Like, all right. I'm not dissing. I'm just looking around. Y'all like that?
Mr. Jones, since you segued to that, I got a 7-year-old daughter, man. I got a
9-year-old niece.
I don't you know, want.
I'm still somebody's father.
I want. Where's her Queen Latifah, man? Where's her MC Light? Where's her woman to tell her who you calling a bitch? Where's her?
I'm gonna go even deeper than that on y'all. I have a 7-year-old son. Where's his KRS? Where's his? You know what I mean? Like. Well, this is college going. Everybody, you know, early times.
I don't mean to cut you off, brother. All due respect, I'm sorry. But back to the J. Cole conversation, I met you as a young kid, and I was on the Shockwave the night he was the first time he was ever on radio at like 15.
Yeah.
His name was Therapist, and I was the co-host, and I called him the Rapist on accident when I was announced.
You did that on purpose, man.
Jones knows the story.
Come on, man.
Let me ask the word therapist
when you see it.
I want to get back to it. So my son, actually, his favorite artist is J. Cole, and I'm proud of that. That's what he listens to because he gets positive. He's smart. My kid is smart. Why? Because J. Cole's smart. You got a college degree from St. John's. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My man came from over there, but his mama was struggling over there right off by Utah, man. I'm from West Fayetteville. I'm from Galloway Drive off Strickland Bridge. And then I lived in the Bunts Road off the Oaks, not Oaks, but the Quail Hollow number
right
2.
Right off of Rayford Road.
And I understand what it's like. So I'm appreciative of that. Mm-hmm. And that's Fayetteville, man. And see, mama can say what they want, man, who control the narrative, the mic text, the whatever, blah, 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 the gatekeepers. But the truth of the matter is it's the hip-hop heads like us, the cats that really loved hip-hop, that we're the blood that connected shit together. Jones connected character assassins to me when I connected to Sloan Smith, RSP. Sloan was my producer. Then I connected with JB and Project, and then I connected with Strange through them, and then we connected through Strong Milk to Libation. It's a lot of tentacles in Fayetteville hip-hop. And people don't respect that shit. And you say what you want to say. Come hate what you want to hate. The truth is the truth. You ain't can't hate on the truth. And what the Friday Night Shockwave did for hip hop and Vic Frost, you can't be overshadowed. Man, that shit. You really need to suck in Ray's dick to get on the independent spotlight. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? And then Vic gave you every week.
I used to call up Foxy 99 when Rico the Thin Man was on air, and it'd be after midnight. And
he would let people freestyle. That's why I heard him the first time. And that shit.
And I won that shit 3 weekends in a row. I didn't win no money. I was trying to just
do some shit.
You know what I mean? It was just fun. And then one day I was riding with my mom, running some errands and shit. I'm in the passenger side, of course. And some motherfucker jumps on the radio on 104.5. He says, yeah, can you play, he was talking to, 104.5. What's my man's name? You already know his name.
Super Metro or,
man,
TJ Jenkins.
Big Bruce. Man. TJ Jenkins, Ronnie.
Nah, the big man, the big man, the big man.
D-Rock.
Man, can you play Ready or Not? Fuck Mr. Jones. And I'm riding with my mom. I'm fucking 17 years old. Like, oh, my boy got heat out here. All right. Man, just crush cats, man. Yo, everybody right here that I see. Y'all the illest, man. Cats, man. Anyway.
Crazy. Yeah, we used to have Empire had a joint up there at 104 and 99. At 99. You know, for the independent spotlight.
Are you serious?
That is dope. I was definitely I listened to the spotlight. And we did my shit.
Wow. Say it again.
What about a history around here? Not a history.
And I didn't really have a relationship with Paul Masson because at the time of that, you know, there was only room for one white boy at a time in hip hop back then. And they hate each other. So I
it wasn't Paul. Like that. It wasn't like that.
I think Nerve Wreck probably felt the same way about both of us too.
I wanted to punch Nerve Wreck. Nerve Wreck wanted to punch me in the face. I hated Nerve Wreck. Now we're great friends, but I hated Nerve Wreck.
No, first time I met. How dare Nerve
you be a white boy and rap like me? You can't rap like me. You ain't no real white boy.
Yeah. Well, you had Low Keys come in later after us.
Oh, I was DDT Low Keys.
He came in later.
DDT Low Keys.
I was there with Low Keys.
We can't talk about white boys in Fayetteville if we don't say E-Dub from fucking
E-Dub.
What about PJ? What about PJ from RSP?
Oh, yes. How about the reincarnation as, what is he, Billy Ray Ford? Ford, he's our own white boy back in the day from House of Pain that became the singer. So,
who said it?
Google Billy Ray Ford. It's Project. He did a whole rockabilly, rock rap. Billy Ray Ford. I played it on my show last year on the internet radio show that got 60,000 views. Yo, Project as Billy Ray Ford. R-A-E-F-O-R-D. Three words, Billy. And it's dope. It's dope. I got it. And, you know, that's who, Project P.
Who said there's a lot of history here?
How did we get to Battle of the White Boys?
That was you, Jay?
That was me. I took us down that road. I like to do that. You know what I'm saying?
There's another one. BTS Prolific. You forgot him too.
Come on, man. What you know about BTS, man?
They had a white boy too. Cool. You know.
Yeah.
Fayetteville was a lot of competition though. Grab the back to the J. Cole thing. You think even if you put somebody on that it would be enough? Will's people still complain?
No. People
y'all should give me a little set. You don't be on camera, then.
I think the thing would be, you know, they probably would complain about who it was or whatever. Or, you know. Say, it wasn't this person, not that person. Right? Yeah, one them. Yeah. It's just like, you know, when you had different, like I was at the IMAs a few years ago when they had the IMAs, you know, here in Fayetteville.
What's the IMAs? What's that?
It was the Independent Music Awards. So one guy put it on.
Okay, cool.
And handed over on Fayetteville State Campus. And, you know, everybody was complaining about this person won, that person won this award, this person won that award, you know, and, you know, oh, somebody else he knows. It's this person he knows. I think that year, Jane Doe hosted it. And you know, it's the same mentality. They try to complain about who won this award and who won that award because, you know, because the way the thing goes, you know what I'm saying? It was the same way. I went to the NCUMAs. I was a presenter at the NCUMAs and a performer at the NCUMAs up in Greensboro some years back. So, you know, same thing. Oh, this person was up there. This person was up there. You know, this person won. That person won. That year, P. Batters brought out Petey Pablo. He was out there as a performance.
I know both names.
I think I did promotion for that cat. P. Batters.
And matter of fact, E-Dub was out there that year. But you know, it was just like, you know, you get the same type of mentality. You know what I'm saying? People talk about, you know, we're gonna complain about this one, complain about that one, complain about who's doing what. You know, just do your own thing. And network with like-minded folks. This is what will move everybody forward. You know, you may not get along with this person on this thing or this person on that thing, but just something you can find to do together, to where all of y'all can move in the same direction. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be that difficult.
Hey, yo, Mr. J, can I ask you a question? Do you think there's a true Carolina sound?
I don't think there's a particular sound necessarily, because we went through, because there's so many different people here, and because from border to border, there's colleges, military bases, there's such an influx of different people from everywhere. We kind of went through whatever wave was coming through, and it stuck in different places. So, you know, you had that one time where everybody was just on a complete New York sound, or, you know, that's what people touched on. Kind of Mike Tech talked about it in the interview, you know, somebody else a minute ago. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, you know, how these particular cats kind of sounded like they were from New York and North Carolina wasn't on that. And I kind of disagree with that in some way, because that's why it sounded like that, because people were on that sound at that time. And now you kind of got a drill sound, or mix of different sounds, you know, a mix of different things. What may be a little bit more popular with the younger cats is maybe a little bit more drill, but you still got cats like us who are more lyrical, may have, you know, different sounds.
Would you mind if I use the word traditional?
You know, they may have some lyrical boom bap, you know what I'm saying? So it's a mixture.
Right.
Yeah, you know, plus you got to think up north. I hate to cut you off, Jones. Plus, you got to think, like, you look at it's places like Durham, they got the up, you know, you got Ninth Wonder and whatnot, so it's more like the underground hip-hop sound. You get down in here, Fayetteville, we're more into, like, the we've always been crunk and trappy and things of that nature. I always said North Carolina is, like, the dividing point of the up-north sound and the down-south sound because we got both, you know. We've always had both. And whatnot.
You got
so
everything.
We don't have one sound. We're just too much variety. Too much variety.
I wouldn't say too much. I understand what you're saying, so I'm not.
Yeah, you got
that down. But we got a lot because everybody comes to Fayetteville, whether it's Amtrak, Greyhound, United Airways, military. Everybody is here. New York City is in Fayetteville.
Yeah, but they don't think too highly of us when they come here. They don't think too highly of us when they come here as local artists. That's the problem. We have to find a way to make them think more of us. We got to find a way to make ourselves bigger than we are, make them think we're bigger than we are or something. We got to change the perception that people have. Because even in Atlanta, they say, I've heard a couple people say this. In Atlanta, they say the reason J. Cole hasn't put nobody on is because there's no talented rappers in Fayetteville.
I can't speak for them, but I know a statement like that is not true.
Yeah, that statement is out there.
I do know that.
J. Cole has not put on nobody from Fayetteville because there's no talented rappers from Fayetteville.
Well, who said that in places like Atlanta? In Atlanta, places they say things like that. It's not a true statement.
But you were gone. You were gone for what we were talking about. We got to change the perception on what people think about us as local rappers when they come to Fayetteville.
You know, it's like everybody
coming to Fayetteville.
I mean, log into your computer, then log into Spotify, log on to YouTube. Right now, I can change your perception. Yeah. And by the way, I'm working on a project 102.6thestreets.com, which will be
enough.
A 24/7, 365 station of Fayetteville. Nothing but dope shit, old shit, new shit. I got 60 hours of dope Fayetteville music that can't be denied. I'm not talking about some old my boy did a mixtape shit. Industry standard type shit. I mean, it's slept on. I can play dozens of songs every time I do for people. They're like, wow, what is this? What is this? I mean, it's favorite music. We have a sound. We have a consistent artist base, you know?
We just talked about it. We don't have a sound. We don't have an identity.
I feel like we do.
No, we don't.
No, like you said, I think there's no sound
that you can identify as North
I think
Carolina.
That like producers like the Kid, QDH, the Kid, I think his sound is definitely a Fayetteville sound. I think the Dark Side sound, that production sound is definitely a Fayetteville sound. I mean, it's a high tempo. It is some, what you called earlier, I think a little bit of what you call, would you say sad rap, Paulie? Would you say, Paul?
Hey, yo.
Sad rap.
Peace, fellas. I gotta get ready to go, man.
All
right. I just want to say peace to y'all. But
mad love to Mr. Jones.
Mad love to all of y'all, man. Like, this is real beautiful. And my wife is like tapping on the glass. Like, bring your ass up. But y'all, I gotta say this. Understand.
Right, I got to be out. Character
assassins.
Character assassins
are the first cats from Fayetteville to ever be in the Unsigned Hype.
They inspired me.
I already know where you're gonna go, so you ain't got time for it. Just go ahead and tell your wife you about to go.
I feel like telling my wife, like, fuck this Mexican restaurant. I'm staying on the podcast. But, you know, I got things to handle. But man, much love to all of y'all, man. Salute.
Yeah.
Salute. All of y'all are legends. Thanks for inviting me. Y'all have a good night, man. Peace.
All right, much love to everybody, man. Paul, thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate all y'all's opinion, man.
You know, it's about the city, and I want everybody to remember that it's about the city, man. I love the city. That's what it's about, man. 2-6.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
What's up? Y'all gotta go?
Got some more ideas, more things. You want to talk about?
See, I'm just kicking it, man. I'm gonna keep it real. I wasn't, you know.
You had a Greensboro, right?
Yeah, I am out of Greensboro. Yeah, 336. You know what I mean? Born and raised. I was trying to think of a cool topic. Kind of threw me on the spot just now.
what do you think? Like the growth, you know what I'm saying, out there is just that whole area, you know what I mean?
I don't know, man. I see like a lot of networking in all the areas of North Carolina. Like I see a lot of networking. I have ran into a lot of people that got their business together, you know what I mean? They got stuff going on other than just hitting the studio and performing and stuff in there. So I don't know. It's like a strange landscape. It's like, I think back to that time when the baby first came out and it was kind of anybody game in North Carolina because people kind of realized you didn't have to do like J. Cole did and leave North Carolina. And so people kind of felt like, yo, let me get popping in the state. But I don't know. I feel like that's kind of died down quite a bit. And so it's a strange landscape where it seemed like anybody could go, you know what I mean? But it's not really too many people actually going. You feel me? So I don't know. I feel like North Carolina has a lot more eyes on it than you used to, especially in the 90s. It seemed like, you know, North Carolina was, you know, the middle of nowhere to a lot of motherfuckers. But nowadays it seemed like North Carolina got a lot more attention than it used to, but it still seemed like kind of the underdog, like always the underdog. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's kind of frustrating to witness because I've seen some cats that I know you can go, like you go and you see their Spotify numbers are straight and all that too, but they also can, you know, bring some people to the, they might not pack out a whole big 600 person venue, but they can bring out 20, 30, 40, 50 people. You know what I mean? But it's like where, and then you see somebody like Tusi, he go, you know what I mean? But even that's kind of, it seems few and far between. So I don't know, man. It's just something strange, like something not, there's still some dots that's not quite connected in places. Yeah. All right, don't ask me what dots are.
I think that's the biggest thing, you know what I'm saying? People are networking more than they were.
Yeah,
I definitely see that. I definitely see people, you know, kind of moving in a certain direction, but we just can't seem to connect all the dots. We can't seem.
Honestly,
what consistency among everybody.
When I look at it, I feel like it's because partially, I'm not going to say completely, but partially, it seems like the major centers seem just far enough apart that it's tough to kind of link them all together. You see what I'm saying? It's even though they're not like miles and miles and all this, but it seems like it's just Charlotte is just far enough away from Greensboro and just far enough away from Raleigh to where it's tough to get all three of them together on one accord. You feel me? So you wind up doing something in the Charlotte market and then you wind up having to do something else in the Greensboro market. And then something else in the Raleigh market because it's three different markets rather than a North Carolina market, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, you know, it makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah.
You have to approach Fayetteville differently than you would approach, you know, Durham. You feel me? It's like different cultures even within the state. And I don't know. I think that's part of what might be some of the hurdles. You know, it's not one. When you think North Carolina, you might think something from Durham. You might think something that comes from Greenville. You might think UNC basketball. Well, that's Chapel Hill. You might think barbecue. Well, you know, that might be more of the rural type areas. You might think, you know what I mean? But it's not like one thing that's like, yo, this is North Carolina. And I think that kind of permeate into the music too. Even with other genres I've seen too. You see other genres and when you think North Carolina bluegrass. I can't think of one, you know, North Carolina rock and roll. I can't think of, I think of maybe like Arcade Fire, but it ain't like one solid sound where like all the people from North Carolina in this genre sound like or resemble or, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm rambling, but.
Let me ask you this, though. You were talking about DaBaby earlier, right? You said he blew up in North Carolina. I don't think he really blew up in North Carolina.
Well, not in, but from is what I was
living. I get what you're saying. He was living in North Carolina when he blew up, but I don't think he really had the back of North Carolina like that until afterwards. Because I did promotion on the 21 record. I didn't even know who he was. And then somebody was like, yo, he's the guy that was in a diaper at South by Southwest. I think really the antics is really what blew him up.
There's a lot of them.
And he blew up somebody. And then he put somebody on from Charlotte.
Stunner. Yeah. Stunner from Baby.
I think what we need to do is we need Fayetteville cats to be going to Charlotte to perform. We need Durham cats to go to Charlotte to perform. We need Greensboro cats to be. We need everybody just needs to go to Charlotte, and that needs to be the hub. It's the biggest city.
That makes sense.
It's the biggest city. It's you got the football team, the pro teams. You got to make it a hub, and if everybody's all spread out, like you said, you know, the dots ain't connected.
It's kind of becoming the de facto hub because a lot of when the music showcases and stuff were going on, a lot of the MEC and a lot of the certain people were coming around, they kept talking about.
So you asked what?
A lot of those people start going that way, they're coming to Charlotte.
Yeah. You asked how I see the scene, you know what I mean? And this would be part of it, and it's just different. The pieces are there. So, in my opinion, when I think like Raleigh Durham, it seems like that's the area that has the most organization, if that makes sense, where it seemed like they kind of had the ducks in a row as far as the back end, as far as, you know, the business aspect of it, you know what I mean? And then when I think like Fayetteville, I think the hunger, you know what I mean? This niggas is hungry in Fayetteville. Niggas is, you know, trying to go get it. You know what I mean? Like niggas ain't trying to play. When I think Fayetteville, I don't think about, you know, bubblegum pop type shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
So when I think Charlotte, you know what I mean? I think more like the mainstream, still not bubblegum pop, but more mainstream. Like that's where they're going to look. When somebody come from New York looking for somebody, they might come to Raleigh, they might come to Greensboro, but they most likely gonna go to Charlotte. You know what I mean? When I think Greensboro, it's just a lot of creativity. I feel like it's a lot of different. I can't pinpoint no one, and that come to art, music, you know what I mean? Dance, food. It's not one thing that I can really pinpoint that's really like, yo, this is, but it's so like a vast array of different sounds, cultures, tastes. I don't know. It's almost a melting pot. And I don't know, man, if you can combine all of that stuff. And I feel like you were saying, Paul, go take it, combine it, take it to Charlotte, because Charlotte is where they're going to come looking. So if you can get all that together, that business, that organization, the creativity and the different flavors and tastes, get them all in Charlotte. You know what I mean? I feel like it'll give North Carolina at least a better chance. I feel like that's a good idea. You know what I mean?
And where's our Cash Money Records, our No Limit Records? I mean, we've had a few independent labels through the days. You know, I remember, what was it? You had Loudmouth with Rolling Weight in them.
Yeah.
Spot Rushers, which was out of, I want to say they were out of Greensboro, Durham or something. You know, a few different independent labels through the days.
Others Records was out of
Greensboro.
Nothing that really, you know, stood out. Nothing that really made it, you know. I don't think cats combine their resources enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody is just like,
and the island is a bunch of islands.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just nobody. And then I think like, even if you take like five rapper guys and put them together, you know, and say one guy is going to be the face, the other four is probably going to have a problem, like Mr. J was saying about the awards. You know, people always got to, you know, if it's not them, you know, if they're not the star, they're not the face. Some people can't play roles. They're not willing to play roles, you know, like a Tony Yayo. Tony Yayo is just a prime example of loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Like, and how you, I think you really make it in this business, man. You know, you got to wait your turn sometimes. Especially if you want to get put on. If you want to get put on, you know, everybody trying to get put on, you got to wait your turn. You either get on, you either go out there and get on, or you wait your turn to get put on.
And honestly, that's a symptom kind of just overall of society right now. You know what I mean? People just, I don't know, it's complex linking up a group of people all on one accord and get them all moving in the same direction. Man, by the time you even get started, somebody done got in a fight with somebody. Yeah, somebody done tweeted something on somebody done went live and bad review, bad infighting, bad blood. Like, man, y'all ain't even got started yet. Y'all ain't even dropped the first single of the group. Like, hell, think about like P. Diddy and the band. I know that was some TV shit, but that's kind of an example. You know what I mean? Now, just little bullshit, little shit, inside little nitpicky shit. You ain't even started nothing, but y'all already bickering and arguing. Ain't nobody made no money. Ain't nobody dropped music. What's going on? So, and what's crazy is nowadays, that's going to be the shit that's going to really get the views. All the little nitpicky behind the scenes reality TV show shit, that's going to be the shit that's going to keep niggas watching. You ain't heard one song, but you know Shaquita was about to fight Shonda and they were supposed to be in the studio recording, but they ain't recording nothing because the producer kicked them out and called the police. But what the song sound like, bro?
Yeah, we're at a point where you got to sell the music last. Everything else sells first. The antiques, right. the merchandise, a box of cereal, some chips. Oh, and guess what? And we also got music. Like, you got to sell the music last nowadays, damn near.
Yeah, why are you over here eating these snacks? Why don't you get this?
Yeah,
this,
check out this song. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's so backwards. It's like we used to sell the music, and now you got to sell everything else before, like I did the interview with Mutate God, and he was talking about, like, you know, selling toilet paper and shit. And I'm like, yo, well, damn, I know people need toilet paper more than they need music, so we gotta. That's the problem. People think they think they need the music, especially when it's trashy as hell nowadays. Oh man,
you can get it anywhere. And you can get it anywhere, anytime. You ain't got to buy it. You ain't got to ask for it. You ain't got to look for it. You can just pull it up. Music comes. But the thing is, I think that go back to what we were talking about earlier about how like sales are down and all that good stuff. Because think about how many times people done went through that process where they found a rapper they like, ain't heard a song one. But you seen them on TV, you heard them on the radio talking on an interview or something, and you seen them on a commercial. Oh, I like that. Let me cop that because I seen them and I like that person. You know, cop some merchandise, da 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 da. Then you hear the song and the song is trash. Or then you done bought a ticket to the concert. Yeah, I'm about to go see my man, $45 ticket, $100 ticket, $250 ticket. And you get there and bro, rapping over the vocals, walking back and forth on stage, hands in his pockets, homeboys in the back ain't doing nothing. You know what I mean? You ain't got nothing going on. I mean, any of them you're going to go through before it's like, bro, fuck that, man. What the Afrobeats motherfuckers talking about, bro? Them niggas be having dancers and shit. This shit, you know what I mean? I mean, and I think that's a symptom of what all's going on now. You done bought into the whole, everything else got sold first. You sold the sizzle before you sold the steak. And then you get the steak and it's shoe leather and it's burnt all to hell and you don't want it, but now you done already paid for it. And you done bought a dessert to go with it. And you
want sauce grounded in it.
Right. And you done had to make a reservation just to sit down and get the shit. You pissed off. Like, man, we ain't coming back to this restaurant ever again. So I think that's kind of the symptom that we get in. People, all the marketing, man. You get so much other stuff before you get to the actual product. And then you get to the product and it's no good. And it's something mediocre. And it's my booty hole brown. You know what I mean? And then it's like, I don't want to hear this. I can't play this in the car. Like, niggas done got away with playing some shit over the years. You know what I mean? Let's keep it all the way live. Men and women rappers done said all kinds of stuff. But I think people are getting more conscious about it, about where they ingest it.
Well, and plus it wasn't so blatant. Now it's just blatant. Now people don't care. Now you got people in there, and you know that even if something's coming out, somebody may have wrote that for that person. And the fact that they wrote that for that person, you're going, y'all not even, you're not even attempting to do anything now. You're just putting it out here.
And like y'all was saying, you know, I got a 4-year-old daughter. I got a 9-year-old daughter or whatever. You know what I mean? A lot more people is thinking about it. You know what I mean? A lot more. It's not just 1, 2, 3 people. It's millions of people that's now starting to think, yo, can I play this at my kid's birthday party? You know what I mean? Can I play this at somebody's graduation? You might can at the ratchet ones, but them be the ones where niggas getting fired and shit. Niggas in the parking lot done got shot or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's that frequency of it. I think more people is getting conscious to that. So it's getting a little tougher to push my booty hole brown. Like, yeah, it might be all good during the summer. You had to cook out with your girl, Al. But when it's time to go back to the principal office, you know what I mean? When it's time to go to court, when it's time to go to the bank, to a job interview, maybe not. You know what I mean? Yeah.
All right, fellas. Well, I think I'm going to have to leave it here.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going
to go ahead and
slide through.
All right. Peace.
Yeah, how have you rocking?